I don't underestimate the work that has to be done in the city and beyond in relation to this, but I do think that we're in a better place from where we were in August when the Minister went on the local airways and basically said that the expansion of McGee was shelved for the foreseeable future. He's now accepted that he will now receive the business case. He has phase one on his desk currently. And I think we need to be mindful as well that the targets around McGee was always that we would, the first phase of it was 1,000 places, additional places by 2015. There's 652 secured. The wider expansion of the university was always going to be in the next programme for government. And that was partly because the city had no consensus around whether we needed a business case or not. Thankfully, we have managed to build that consensus, to appoint the consultants and to get that piece of work done. So, you know, whilst I would say I remain optimistic, that's not to underestimate the workloads in front of us. I think what the Minister can do to support this project going forward is that he could very easily now make McGee campus a priority project within his department, which would mean that he wouldn't cut it, he would protect it and going forward. And I think that that would be useful because the analysis that he has to date is that the expansion of the university meets all the policy requirements, and not only in terms of Derry, but the wider northwest region, including the hinterland of Donegal, including some of the strategies across the island. So in terms of policy, it's the right fit. It's the right thing to do in terms of an economic driver for the region, so I think he could move by making this a priority project.
You have considerable support in the Assembly. You now have, as you've indicated, a lot more positive movement from the Minister and his office and Stephen Farry saying far more positive things than he was saying just a month ago. However, the bottom line remains, the most important thing here is going to be funding, and that's what's not on the table.
Absolutely, and I don't think any of us can underestimate the fact that there are challenges right across the system. However, what I would point out is this next phase of the business case is to do exactly that, is to look at the cost and is to also look at what other external opportunities might be in existence. Because we have, for example, and I know my colleague Martine Anderson has been central to this, but looking at initiatives around the likes of the European Investment Bank, how can that support infrastructure in the Northwest? And is there an opportunity for the expansion of the university to be supported through some of that project? And we're actively looking at that. So, yes, I think we need to be ambitious, but we need to be creative as well about our thinking. And I think that this next phase will be very specific in relation to cost implications and potentially where that support could come from. Bear in mind as well, this will be, you know, a cross-border a project. Is there opportunity to look at the potential for a cross-border learning zone and what that would mean in terms of the Northwest generally? So I think we need to explore that. We're not naive to say there's not constraints, but I think we need to just keep active on this. This is too important a project to let slip.